listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to your wrestling podcast, and it is WrestleMania season. We had Peter Klein come on and do the preview for WrestleMania, so we have all that out. I'll let Morton and Senator, I'll get their picks, and same with Joel, who wasn't able to be here, and same with Brett, and we'll put that onto social media for everyone's picks so they can be in present tense. Peter and I covered all the indie shows, Ring of Honor, Big Mania week ahead, just saw Bloodsport today, which was really cool, but this isn't about that. This is about the WrestleMania draft. So we have four combatants here, and the rules are quite simple. What we will do is you have to pick a WrestleMania venue. You have to pick a WrestleMania song and then six matches, but you can't have any repeat competitors and any repeat belts. So like any good draft, we have to go to a lottery system. And I got it all ready to go here. So we have the ping pong balls all ready to go. And we will see who gets to go and pick first. So with the fourth pick, Senator, you're going fourth. This is snake draft, so you will have back to back there at least, though.
Disrespect.
Third pick is me. Thank God. You never want to win these. Second pick is Morton, which means congratulations.
Oh, God.
Brett. Brett, you get the first pick of the draft. A reminder that this will be in snake order. I think we start off really quickly. I mean, I guess you can go whatever order, too. If you want to go with the match off the bat, you can go off with the match off the bat. If you want to do your song, you can do your song. If you want to do your venue, you can do your venue. I will ask, make sure that you write down your venue, your song, and your matches, and then I will be putting them on social media later this week so we can get a vote and see who all can win. So, Brett, you were on the clock first. Where are you going?
All right, this is tough. Where the heck do I start? You know what? I think I got to start with the. You almost got to. What makes a good wrestling show? And that's the audience. That's the crowd. So yeah. I'm actually going to go a little off the board. I'm not going to take a match right away. I'm going to take the WrestleMania 18 in Montreal with that an unbelievable crowd. I'm going to take that.
Okay. Very good. So it takes WrestleMania.
Toronto, you mean?
Yeah. Takes the
Toronto. Where was Montreal?
Toronto, yeah.
Toronto. Sorry.
Yeah. Montreal, it's Toronto that had Rock and Hogan in it. I'm sure that'll be coming a little bit later. Yeah. So he takes.
And then that great audience left during the main event of Triple H and Jericho. It was half full by the end.
So, you know, he takes.
They were Toronto. Hot for one match.
They were for one. Well, there's for a few. So Brett takes WrestleMania 18 and takes that venue. So the WrestleMania 18 venue, that is gone. Morton, where are you going?
I'm going with MSG. I'm also taking a venue. I want MSG.
Which year?
That's it. This
what year?
Year, you know, let's do WrestleMania. Ooh. 10, 20, or 1. 20 was, it'd be 1. WrestleMania 1.
Nice. Staying with the classic. I appreciate
MSG.
It.
Yeah.
I'm up next. I'm actually going to go with a match. And the first match that I'm going to take is Owen versus Brett from WrestleMania 10.
Good choice.
Very good choice.
Yeah, which is maybe my favorite match of all time. Definitely my favorite WrestleMania match of all time. This was kind of the match, like, for me, I was already, you know, seen wrestling here and there. This was the match that's, for a lot of, I think, Calgarians specifically, really took it to another level, right? These are two Calgary kids wrestling in the biggest stage. Owen gets his biggest win of his career and probably would have had bigger ones, but we all know unfortunately happened there. And then later in the night, Brett also gets the upper hand and gets to take Luger's moment because Luger had lost steam. And one of the highlights, I mean, there's not a lot of highlights in WrestleMania 10. You go other than this and another match that I'm sure will get picked a little bit later. This is the one of the high points and really a match that a lot of people technically have tried to achieve for a long time. We saw it last year in FTR had their match in AEW. They tried to replicate this the best that they could. So I will go with the match first, and I will take Owen and Brent. Senator, you got back-to-back.
Mm-hmm. This was also, I just want to mention, this was the very first pay-per-view ever broadcast in Calgary.
Was it?
That you could buy and order in your home. Yeah, you up until then, you had to go to, like, you know, the Corral or something like that, or sometimes the Saddle Dome. Sometimes you had to go to Frank Sisson's Silver Dollar Casino.
Really?
And to watch Manias. This is, or wrestling events. This was the first one you could actually, or first event ever. That, and it took them 10 years for you to be able to order pay-per-view here in Calgary.
This is why we have you, Morton. You are our wrestling historian. By the way, I guess I didn't do introductions. I'm a bad host. We have the Senator, who is killing it right now with the Reality Game and all his podcasts. We have Morton, who is the founder of We Talk Podcast, has a great comic that you should all check out. We'll get a plug for that at the end of the show. And then we have Brett, who we've had on for footy podcasts in the past, and haven't had for wrestling, wanted to have Brett on for a while. So excited to have all these gents on here. Senator, like I said, this is a snake draft, so you do get back to back here.
Okay, I'm going to go a little unorthodox. I am going to go with WrestleMania X7 for my venue.
Okay, so everyone's picked a venue but me.
My first match that I'm going to pick is Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the women's title.
Motherfucker, very nice. I knew it!
My bad. You knew I was choosing Sasha and Bianca.
That's my girl.
That's a thing. But I had to choose them early because I knew that was one of the women's matches that people were going to take. So
absolutely. Great pick, Senator. Great pick. Great start there. All right. Good start there. So we have eight. So what venue did you take again, Senator?
WrestleMania X7 in Houston.
X7. Okay, so we got 7. 17's gone, 18's gone, and 1's gone. So I really no rush for me to take a venue anytime soon here. I'm going to stay on the technical train, and I'm going to go to still no title matches here. And this is maybe an error on my part because I'm taking out two top guys again from a world title match here. But I'm going with Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels. Again, just an unbelievable.
I thought that was what people would have flipped underneath and maybe forgot.
No chance. This is probably this is a match whenever I try to get people into wrestling more recently, I say, go watch this. Like, this is, it's Owen and Brett or this Kurt and Shawn one, which is an absolute showcase between these two. Just, this is the match too that, you know, talking to Mo Jabari, Brett has talked about a lot to him, it being Brett's protege. Shout out to Mo Jabari. He's at Wally Mania tonight, which is pretty cool to see him among all the big names there in Mo Jabari. Calgary's own kid gets to be there. But he's talked a lot about in the past that this is one of the matches, but obviously Brett regretted a lot that he could have had that. We got robbed of another Shawn match. It would have been Eddie and Shawn. We never got that because that was going to be that Mania match the next year. And I'm sure if that happened, maybe that could have succeeded that. But yeah, I will go with Kurt and Shawn. That goes to you, Morton.
I got to go Bret Hart and Steve Austin.
I'm surprised
it wasn't first off the board, quite honestly.
That was next to me.
That was up. It was Owen or Bret. It was Owen or Bret for my Bret match or the Austin.
You know, I would go with the Austin. I mean, he's Bret Hart, right? There's a lot of great matches to choose from, even when he was in a tag team, he had a good match with the Nasty Boys. But I mean, it was either, if I'm choosing Brett, I mean, if I can't pick Owen and Brett, which is a classic, you know, in technical wrestling, then this is a classic in storytelling.
Yes, it is.
And and also Piper and Brett is a classic in storytelling in a different way. So, you know, not that I'm saying that's who you should take for your Brett pick there, Brett. But Brett.
Good pick. Brett, like I said, this is snake draft, so you get to go back to back.
All right. I think I don't know if I'm going to out there, but I think I have to take the three-way ladder match, the tag team titles from X7.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. But as I brought up with Peter Klein on the Mania preview, probably the last time before this year, the tag titles actually meant something at a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So really good pick. Really good pick. I think that's at the like any other. There's been really good ladder matches since then. I mean, the Reach for the Sky ladder match we're going to get tomorrow, I'm sure, is going to be a great one. But this set an idea of what everybody could do to a whole nother. We had that Hardys, the Terry Invitational match before that. But this set an entirely different idea of what ladder matches could be. Mm,
the tit match. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tit, Terry Invitational tournament.
The tit.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta love Vince Russo.
You do. Great pick there, Brett. What's next for you?
I guess that's a tough one again. I'm gonna have to go with another match. I think I'm gonna have to go Shawn versus Taker from 25.
Damn it.
Two big Shawn matches off the board. That's that one that was on my list as well. Again, it's hard when I make the rules that I do and you're limiting guys off of it. You have to make these tough decisions, but that's a really good start there. I mean, you could argue that is the greatest WrestleMania match ever. It's the match that Dave Meltzer consistently gets bugged about that he didn't make that 5 stars. I don't know how that match isn't 5 stars. I don't know how that match isn't 5 stars.
What's funny to me is I prefer the second match. I think it's a better match. Yeah,
you've said that before.
Yeah, I think it's a better match. It's just not as historic. Yeah. But I think it's actually a better match. So maybe I should pick that.
Maybe.
No, I should. But I have no clue. I mean, none. Skip. Pass.
Time to pick Flo Rida Greenlight. Do it.
I'm trying to think of what is out now that the ladder match from Mania 17 is off the table. What is the greatest WrestleMania tag team match?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's really difficult to say. Like it's very difficult to say. I mean, that one stands out so much. So I'm gonna go with Undertaker and Triple H 2.
Yeah.
That's three the times cell, right? They faced each other.
That in the cell. Yeah. Oh, no.
No, that's actually the second match, setting up the Hell in the Cell. The first one was at WrestleMania 17.
The broken sledgehammer. You're talking about the broken sledgehammer one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I literally thought it was breaking the streak.
Yeah, I did too.
The story was going. And he hit the I think if I remember correctly, it's been so long since I've seen it, but Triple H hits the tombstone pile driver. That's where I thought he had him.
Yeah, that's a really good, really good pick.
So I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to go with a Taker match as well. I'm going to go with Taker versus CM Punk, which should have been the main event, which was just maybe Taker. Taker's admitted it's his best WrestleMania match. He's admitted that it was his best WrestleMania match. That the 100 matches are up there, obviously. There's some good, there's a lot of good ones, but that Taker and Punk match, that was Punk at his very best. Like, and the build
to be honest with you, it's not the Taker match I thought. I did not think you'd be going there.
Yeah, this one is, I love this Taker and Punk match. I just actually got to rewatch because I've been rewatching some of these Manias. It's so good. And the build to it, there's a lot of gray area with everything they did with Paul Bearer. It's really not great, but arguably the last good thing that Punk did in WWE, unless you really like that Brock stuff that he did, but probably the last good feud that Punk had before he exited WWE. So I'll go with Punk and Taker. Senator.
You don't think he had a good feud with The Rock?
That was after. That was before, I mean. He wasn't champion anymore. This was once in a lifetime, this Mania.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It all blends together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Man, y'all took some good picks up from what I was gonna choose, so I have to like switch it up. I'm gonna go Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels ladder match.
Hell yeah, nice
for the IC title. And I'm always one for like crowd participation, and I like when you see the buildup of a crowd throughout a match. So my tag team match is a mixed tag team match, and that is Rousey and Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
That actually is a really good match.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Really good.
I like it. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a really good. That's a good back-to-back pitch. So that match, I was kind of thinking back just with Ronda being in the showcase this year. Was that like nothing's even come close to her in her career other than there's a few matches here and there, like against Asuka or against Sasha, but like really as far as her in the ring,
she peaked at match one.
She peaked at match one and kind of peaked in crowd reaction before she even signed to the WWE, and that was The Rock, the segment with The Rock and her. When Triple H
was there, I was there. It was electric. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's time for me to get a belt. I'm going to get the Intercontinental title, and I'm going to go with Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yep. Nice.
Classic.
This match still just holds up way ahead of its time. Randy is one of those guys that was in the right era, but also in the wrong era, as far as technical prowess of what he could do. And same with Steamboat. This is the pinnacle, really, of Steamboat's career. Other than, I think when I think of Steamboat, I think of this and the time that Jake DDT'd him on the concrete.
I guess that leaves me, right?
Yeah, it goes to you.
We're definitely doing matches right now. So let's get my hardcore match out of the way and go with Edge versus Mick Foley.
Fucker! Damn it! I knew I should have done that.
Great pick.
Yeah, really good pick.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, hardcore match-wise, that's probably the peak.
Yeah.
So.
Really good. Yeah, just you watch the network special, the Beyond on that, and just hearing Edge talk about the sin, like the burning flesh he can smell on him and Foley, and then Lita.
Thank God Lita was there.
Yeah, thank God. Brett, you're back up.
I'm back up again. This is going too fast. This is going way too fast at this point. And yeah, you took Steamboat on me, so that's that makes things a little more difficult. I don't know if it's too long of a match, if it would just kill the crowd, but
you it's your card.
I think I gotta go Sean versus Brett, the Iron Man match.
Nice.
Yeah,
you're the first one that it's crazy, by the way. Brett's the first one that's taken a WWE title match.
Yeah.
No one has taken a title match yet.
Oh, wait. I've already taken Sean, so I can't.
Oh, you did, right? Oh.
I took Sean versus Taker.
Right.
That's not a WWE title match. That people left during, you know?
Yeah.
It was so long, people were.
But I can't use the same wrestler twice, can I?
You can't use the same wrestler. No, you can't. No.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to go Brock versus Kurt then instead.
Nice.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a good match.
From 19.
Poor Kurt.
Real good.
Poor Brock. Poor Brock. you have another one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't want to take a song.
I always want to bump to 8 matches. I don't think six seems too little. What are you thinking?
That is a tough question. You guys are going to be putting me on the spot. I think I'm going to take the women's triple threat. I'm going to take the Sasha versus Bayley versus versus Becky.
Nice.
Not Bayley, Sasha versus Charlotte.
Sasha versus Charlotte versus Becky for the new women's championship. Yeah, good pick.
Yeah.
That hurts my soul. There's no good Sasha matches left. Sasha won't make my card.
Sorry.
It is what it is. All right, Morton.
Oh, man. I hate to do this. But I think we know when you're doing four people, you're doing this many picks, and you're doing this many matches, you're not going to avoid this name. So I'm going to go for my IC belt. I'm going to do, it was actually also for the European and at the time. And it was Chris Jericho versus Kurt Angle versus Chris Benoit.
Redacted.
Yeah, versus redacted. Yeah.
Versus redacted. It's a really good fucking match. It's a really freaking good match.
Terrific match.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to go with it as far as quality of match for the IC belt. I think it's the best IC match left, I think.
That you could probably go with, yeah. I'm going to go to the women's division. I'm going to take a women's match that I think is the best women's match for a title left, at least in quality and storytelling. Maybe the best storytelling for a women's match. I'm going with Trish versus Mickey James.
That was going to be the original one that I chose, but then I had to remember that Sasha and Bianca happened.
So. Yeah, those were my two women's matches there, so I'll go with that. Do you guys want to stay at six or do you want to go to eight?
I'm cool with eight.
I'm good at six. Quick,
but if you want to go stick at six, I'm cool with six.
Morton, you can be the tiebreaker. What do you want to do, eight or six?
I'd rather go at eight.
Let's do eight. Okay, we'll do eight then. So we're at five. I have five right now. All right.
All right.
Senator.
So for my next one, it's one that I felt like got built up and the investment for me was there. So I'm going to go with WrestleMania 20, Taker versus Kane.
I like that.
That was the build back up to Taker going back to the dead man. Paul Bearer returned.
Very nice.
Kane couldn't believe that he was returning. It was just that whole
story. WrestleMania 20, did he say? That was the one?
Yeah. Really good pick.
Yeah. You guys took a lot of good matches. So I'm going to go with something that was a moment that still gets played to this day. And that is going to be Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton.
Oh, that's a really
good pick. Yeah, that's good.
That's a well great done. Pick, Senator. I didn't think about that one. That wasn't even on my list. I'm mad at myself for that one. Good job. Very good job. Maybe the best RKO ever. Is that the best RKO or the Evan Bourne one?
I think that's because I like the difficulty. Oh. But Evan Bourne's was that timing was perfect.
Yeah. I think the Bourne one is just slightly ahead.
That's really good. That's really good.
I think the reason why I go with Seth and Randy for the best RKO was because they couldn't nail it in practice. And then they nailed it on the show.
Yeah.
I was there. Jeez. That's another one. That's
the same show. There for everything. All right. I'm back up. I'm going to take a match from Brett's venue. I'm going Rock versus Hogan. Which was just, watching that back again this week. I mean, I've talked on here a lot about the Hogan stuff. Obviously is fucking disgusting with everything with Hogan. And, you know, much like with you having to pick Benoit, there's unfortunately some of these guys that have CV back histories that we fucking despise quite a bit, but the match is a really good match. I'm not giving anything to Hogan, to any credit to him, because he's a piece of shit human being, but the match here, and The Rock really setting the template too. Like I thought in the build Hogan was okay, but The Rock really set everything really forward in that build.
The build had didn't the build have Hogan taking like an 18-wheeler and smashing it into the side of a car or something like that?
Yeah.
And then like a week later, The Rock was okay. Because that's the type of thing you just get up and walk away from.
Yeah.
If you're a Brahma bolt, you can.
By the way, a side mark, I'm having the DDT show on the side, and we already have someone that's going to wrestle a mannequin.
Already? Oh, really?
Yeah, already. Yeah.
Cornette's going to love this show, this is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll be his show of the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that would be on the pre-show.
You would have thought. Brett, where are you going?
Wait, I didn't get it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. It's Morton. My bad.
Oh.
Wait. Now I have to make a pick. Okay, I haven't taken a title match yet. I'm going to go
Flo
with...
Flo Rida Greenlight is there.
Do we have to take a celebrity match? Is that one of them?
It's your card. You do the card how you want to do it.
Card, okay. No, I'm going to take, if I'm going with the title match, I'm going to go with Orton versus Batista versus Daniel Bryan. I'll take that. I don't have any of those guys.
That's what I was eyeing. That was my next pick.
Yeah, I don't have any of those. That was a terrific match. And yeah.
Great pick. Brett, you got back to back.
All right. First, I'm going to go with the U.S. title, and it's going to be Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens. Ooh. The blow off to the big Festival of Friendship feud there.
Good match. The match that made Jericho go to AEW.
Yep.
Second on the card for whatever reason.
Yeah. Can never understand that.
No. And then what do you got here?
There's something I want to say and I want to pick it and I don't know what the reaction's going to be because it's so out there.
Do you? It was Sami Zayn versus
I'm going to take the Firefly Funhouse match.
Which one?
I love that match.
Which one? I love the Firefly Funhouse
match. Cena one? The Cena one?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, it is. You know what it is? It's good shit, pal.
It's good shit, yeah.
Such good shit. Good shit. Now that you think about that, now I'm mad about a Taker match that I could have taken that I didn't take.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I should have taken the AJ.
Which one?
AJ.
The Taker versus Batista is the one that's on the table that I was amazed wasn't
gone. I love that match too. Yeah, I love that match. Yeah.
That's a terrific match.
Morton, you're up.
But I don't want to be.
Too bad.
WrestleMania theme song. Maybe I should go there and jump ahead, but I don't remember any except for Big Time, and I don't want that.
Big Time. I'm going.
Big Time.
The funny thing is, I think I talked to Brett about this when we were doing Nationals. There's just songs that come on. I talked to you about this too, Senator, once. You hear these songs, you're just like, you cannot get them out of your head. And I think that's why whoever did that Green Light song just got stuck in my head forever.
And they put that,
give me the green light and I'm ready to go. Oh, I hate that fucking song. It's got stuck in my head. It got stuck in my head.
I don't know what that was. I literally I don't have a women's match and I can't think of one. All the best ones have been taken. There's, you know, tag team title match, nothing sticking out. Song, nothing sticking out.
I got my song next.
I wish I had known the rules a little bit more ahead of time so I could have been a little more prepared. But so I'm just going to take let's just take another fun match. But it's tough because I've taken so many good people already. Then I took two that have three ways, taking a lot of people off the board. Mm-hmm. Wow, do you hear that?
No.
No, okay. Somebody's skipping stones out there. Oh. Let's go with no, that was SummerSlam. TLC was SummerSlam, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first TLC was SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And that was also SummerSlam. Damn it. It's getting SummerSlam and my Mania is mixed up now. Mm-hmm. This is the point where we're at. I think you should pull the plug on me. I think you should
just pick something.
I think I've passed my time limit. I think I'm gonna go with Big Time because I can't think of anything else.
Sure. All right. Yeah, Big Time by Peter Gabriel. I'm gonna Peter go with Song Gabriel. And I'm gonna go My Way by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I knew you were gonna say it.
Yeah. The weekend songs are good too. Blinding Lights was probably my second.
There must have been an AC/DC song. That is the only band.
Of course, there is.
Man knows.
Did you? All you have to do is a simple Google to find everything.
Yeah, I know, but that feels like cheating.
Yeah, not really.
Should be what's off the top of your head. As everybody else looks at their list of Google.
I'm looking at my phone right now. Okay. So, I'm going to go with a title match. And I was kind of confused about which one I wanted to go with because one person is a piece of shit. So, I don't know if I really wanted to go with him. But I kind of like the ending and I'm trying to build a card that I think the crowd would be into. Mm-hmm. So, it would be the Randy Savage and that other guy that's a piece of crap match. Yeah.
With, the piece of crap and the other guy that's the worst piece of crap? Is what you're saying?
One I really don't like at all. So that was the tough one.
Am I right?
No, Randy Savage versus Hogan with Miss Elizabeth and the...
The Mega Powers exploding. I thought about Mega Powers. I thought about it.
All right. I thought you were going with the other piece of...
No.
Randy Savage versus that was a good title.
Or match. Randy Savage versus Warrior.
He does. Yeah, he had the.
Yeah, if you look that's at, another if you look at Randy his, Savage like, 4 years versus a piece of crap.
His 4 years in a row. It was just ridiculous. But
true. 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like, wow. He had some wonderful human beings he worked with.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. And then you wonder why he went on rants like he did. And so for my next pick, I'm going to go with a tag team match.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm building one, which I think the crowd would be into. So I'm going with Enzo and Big Cass, Gallows and Anderson, The Bar, and that's the return the last of the Hardy Boys.
That's a good pop. That was a good pop. It's a good pick.
Because, yeah, I remember everyone when that music hit, especially right after they performed at ROH the night before.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good job.
The Hardy's return.
Yep. Yep.
That was the last one I was thinking of. It's a good really screwed me with that pick, Senator.
Well, have to worry, Morton, because I'm not taking a match. I'm taking my venue here. I'm going with... A lot of people hate this WrestleMania. I enjoy it. I don't give a crap what everyone says. And it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite venues. WrestleMania 9 at Caesar's Palace. It's such a cool looking venue. It's such a cool venue.
I knew you were going to say that too. I just knew it.
It's such a cool venue. The Egyptian theme and everything
like
that.
You like?
They are wearing the toga. The toga was really cool. Savage coming out with the elephant. How can you not love it?
Yeah, Heenan coming out with donkeys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked when there was theme WrestleManias like that. I love that kind of stuff. All right. Back to you, Morton. How many matches have you picked so far?
I think five, if I remember correctly. Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez is still on the board.
Man.
greatest match of all time.
I will let you, I will be nice, and you can take five-star masterpiece that will be Almost and Brock right now if you want to, for all the Almost sapiens out there.
I'm going to go with Cody and Seth.
Damn,
you did good. Not just take Cody and Seth.
Wow. Was that what you were going to do, Brock?
Damn it, yep.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I was trying to think of something more modern, and that's the one. Because I could not remember if – I was trying to think of a women's match, and the only one that I was like, this was a great match, but I can't remember if it was Mania again or if it was SummerSlam. I think it was SummerSlam. That was Stephanie versus Brie. That was SummerSlam.
That's SummerSlam. That's SummerSlam, yeah. They did a whole rivalry.
If we were able to change the ending of some matches, I would have had a different women's match. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Because my women's match would have been the Asuka and, Asuka and Charlotte if it had a different ending.
Yeah.
It was a good match except for the ending.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I couldn't think of it, so I went with Cody and Seth as a modern best in-ring match of the last year, at least, at Mania.
Nice. Brett, how many matches have you got?
Got six.
So you got two more and a song.
Yep. Well, I think I'm gonna close things out with a song, but
okay.
I need a Seth match now, and I'm trying to decide which one. And since I don't have
some good ones.
Yeah, there are. There's some torn between two right now. It's Seth and Cesaro or Seth and Balor and The Miz.
That's when he came out as Night King, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when Cesaro hit the UFO when he was going nuts. But I think I'm going to go with the IC title match because the IC title does not get enough love on WrestleMania cards anymore.
No. That was a good match.
So too. I'm going to take, Miz, Balor, and Seth.
Nice. Good pick. Morton, you're back up.
Oh, do I have one more?
You have one more.
I think if Brett could choose like 5 minutes, he would have chose the Seth running in at WrestleMania. But because the rest of the match was so horrible.
That's the thing. That was fun.
That's the best Roman and Brock match outside of that SummerSlam. Yeah. Of the Mania matches, that's the best match they've had together.
I also was thinking earlier before I took the Sasha triple threat from Mania, I was thinking about taking the Rhea Ripley and Charlotte one from the pandemic one, because I think if you had a crowd for that match, it would have been fantastic. But
well, you can take the 45 minute masterpiece of Edge and Randy during the pandemic.
Yes. No, I'm taking a different masterpiece with my last match. Vince versus Shane.
Yeah. It's a good pick.
My card's the most ridiculous card. I like it. Vince versus Shane McMahon. I've got the Firefly Funhouse match. I'm just going for pure fun.
It's a good pick.
You know how hard it is for me for you to put me in absolute silence? And yet you did it.
It's a good pick. Wow. It's a good pick.
I was wondering who was going to choose a Vince match.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
There's a few good Vince matches.
I almost went Shane versus AJ, but I was like, when Linda stands up is just unreal.
Vince has had like three memorable matches between that, the Hogan one when he comes up with the blood all over his face is such a badass visual, and the Shawn match is really fun too. The Pat McAfee one, not as much.
I'm taking my tag team match. This is a terrific match. I was going through everything in my head, trying to think of a tag team match the whole time. Like I say, I'm not Googling stuff. I should get more points. You should make sure to put that up there. Everybody use Google except for me. I'm doing it off the top of my head without preparation, and I'm still going to have the best card because I'm going to have the Dream Team versus the British Bulldogs from WrestleMania 2.
Nice. That's actually a really good match.
That's really good.
That's a really good match. It was the best match.
I just rewatched WrestleMania 2 the other night, and I like never really had seen it because I didn't give a shit about Bundy and Hogan, but like that was one of the matches that stood out to me. So super well done. And he had a WWE title match on here. I mean, it's not part of the rules, but I'd like to have one, but it's getting pretty hard to have one. But the one thing I need on here is I need some Stone Cold. And so I'm going to go a little bit modern in my own right. I'm going to go Stone Cold versus KO.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, that's great. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And I have one match left to go. Senator.
Yeah, I have one match left. And song. My theme song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the theme song. Shout out to my fellow Scarborough boy.
Hey.
The Weeknd. I'm gonna go with Blinding Lights.
Nice.
From my last match. This was a tough choice. But I think I'm just going to go with, I have two written down, and I don't know which one I really want to go with. All right, you know what? I'm going to go with Y2J versus AJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The one that Vince hated, or?
The one that Vince hated. Vince hated anything Chris Jericho at one point.
Pretty much.
Like, yeah, it was like that's he kind of knew he was leaving. He was like, all right.
And then
okay, you got your song. And I will wrap my card up. I have picked My Way by Limp Bizkit, WrestleMania 9, Sean Brett, Kurt Shawn, Taker Punk, Steamboat Savage, Mickey Trish, Rock Hogan, Austin KO, and we have our world championship match, Kofi Mania, Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan.
That was the one I was saying I couldn't decide between, was going to be the one I was going to choose.
So that's my
card. So I have everything but a women's match.
Yeah,
and I'm up next, and I can't think of one that stands out to me. It would be probably Asuka versus Charlotte, but
Trish
end
have,
of the day, oh, I'm going to go a different direction.
There is one. There's one more good match actually, women's one. There's two that are actually okay that haven't been picked yet. It's more Attitude Era though. I can tell you though, if you want.
I don't want no freaking help. No Google. Nope. No, I'm gonna go with something. I'm gonna go a little more sports entertainment. Unfortunately, I'm taking another piece of crap, I guess. But
Trump.
No, not that big a piece. I'm gonna go with Money Mayweather versus Big Show.
Nice. Well, you gotta have those matches on the card.
Yeah, it drew a lot of money.
It did.
And it was a lot of fun.
It was.
And a real punch got thrown.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And Big Show was legit pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. And that was supposed to be Ray and Oscar originally, wasn't it? De La Hoya was supposed to be in it with Ray.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
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 Okay, Brett.
Is it all I have left is the song, and that's it?
I think so. Do you have 8 matches?
I've got 8.
Okay, yeah, then you're just down to your song.
Okay, well, let's look at these songs.
What AC/DC?
I guess Written in the Stars was a pretty good one.
Written in the Stars. Yeah.
That was a good song. I'm going to go with that one. I like that one. Yeah. WrestleMania 27. Curiosity. Horrible WrestleMania, but good song.
Okay, a few matches that we picked. Somehow no one picked any Rock in Austin.
Didn't one get picked?
No one picked Rock in Austin. No one picked that. That's kind of crazy that happened.
I swore I heard someone pick it. That's why I didn't choose it.
Yeah, no one picked a Rock in Austin. I mean, I guess I could have taken... I should have probably done Rock and Austin instead of the Hogan match.
Yeah, it's like, which one are you going to pick, right? There was 3.
I thought the last one was the best
match.
Yeah,
which Rock and Austin would you do? Like, there's three. If there's three, which one is the third one?
I think so. Okay. Also, no one took Andre and Hogan. Yeah, no one took Andre and Hogan. No one took Edge and Undertaker.
Wasn't that good a match?
Yeah, it's just a spectacle. No one took Edge and Undertaker. Mm-hmm. The Taker, Hunter in the Hell in a Cell, like we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Jericho and Shawn wasn't taken. Rock and Cena wasn't
taken.
Shawn
and Ric Flair.
Shawn and Ric Flair wasn't taken. Hogan and Warrior, but I think we all
Savage
hate both
and
of them
Flair.
Too much. Savage and Flair, Punk and
Piper
Jericho.
Yeah, Orton and Undertaker.
AJ
Savage
Taker.
And Warrior.
Savage and Warrior, AJ Taker.
I thought
AJ
about
Shane.
Savage and Warrior.
But for the most part, I think we did the matches I was talking about for women. There was a Trish Victoria Jazz match that was pretty good. It was a triple threat that wasn't too bad. And,
that wasn't so bad.
Now, and the gimmick for this match sucked, but the match was good, which was Victoria versus Molly Holly when Molly had to shave her head. The match was good. Gimmick was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jericho and Christian, kind of a lost gem for Mania.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know what? And, let's not forget Booker T and Edge for a Japanese shampoo commercial.
Yes. Or Booker T versus Triple H. And we do this great job of making Booker T feel like a sympathetic babyface, only to have Hunter win.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, ready. Let's recap the cards really quickly here. Brett, what do you got?
So it's going to be Mania X8 in Toronto with Written in the Stars as the theme song.
Nice.
Probably open with the IC title, triple threat, Miz versus Seth versus Balor. Then I've got the triple threat ladder match for the tag titles. Shawn versus Taker from Mania 25. Brock versus Kurt is my WWE championship match. Sasha, Charlotte, Becky is my women's championship match. Jericho and Kevin Owens for the U.S. title match. And then things get a little silly because I've got the Firefly Funhouse match. And then I've got Vince McMahon versus Shane McMahon.
Kind of all over the place, but I think you kind of give the people what they want for like everything.
Yep.
Nice. Morton, what do you got?
Oh, you're supposed to be writing this down.
I told you guys to write it down. Okay, you didn't write. You have a good card. Yeah.
I know I do. It's in MSG, and MSG 1985.
Nice.
You know.
Rockettes,
Liberace's
there. First WrestleMania.
Yeah, the Muhammad Ali's there, you know. Yeah.
Patterson in a referee outfit.
Yeah, exactly. The show, everybody went banana.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. And Big Time's the song, which is ironic because that might be the year that song came out originally.
It might actually be.
I have a world title match of Daniel Bryan, we'll call him at the time. Versus Orton versus Batista.
Yeah.
Another three-way one for my IC belt and as well as the European belt. That's Jericho versus Chris Jericho versus Kurt Angle versus another Chris.
Redacted.
Versus Chris Redacted, yeah. My tag team match is the British Bulldogs versus the Dream Team. My hardcore match is Edge versus Foley. I got Austin and Brett, and I got Big Show and
Mayweather.
Mayweather, I think that's it, isn't it?
Yep, it's a good card.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's my card.
That's the winner.
There you go. I did My Way by Limp Bizkit, WrestleMania 9, Owen vs. Brett, Kurt and Shawn, Taker Punk, Savage Steamboat, Trish and Mickey, Rock Hogan, Austin KO, and finish off with Kofi Mania.
Hey, I forgot Triple H and Undertaker. I had that too.
Yes, you did. And Senator.
Yeah. And that was the reason why I forgot about the Hell in the Cell match, because mm-hmm. I was trying to remember which match you were talking about. So for me, I got WrestleMania X7 as my venue in Houston. Got Blinding Lights as the theme song. Got Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair, Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels, the ladder match, Rousey and Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie, Taker versus Kane, WrestleMania 20 match, Seth versus Randy, Randy Savage versus Hogan, Hardy Boys, Enzo and Cass, The Bar, Gallows and Anderson for the tag team match, and Y2J versus AJ Styles.
Very good. Good card. So there we go. Thanks. Yeah,
probably the second best card.
I'm okay with second for this one.
Yeah. thanks, guys, for joining on this. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Enjoy WrestleMania week. We'll try to be back with review shows as much as we can this week. Thanks to Brett. Thanks to Senator. Thanks to Morton. Until next time, folks, enjoy WrestleMania weekend.